This is the sound of millions of tasty coffee buds trying desperately to escape from the bags that Kenko have put them in. And the only way they'll get out is for you to plonk one into a cup of boiling water, thereby releasing the full flavor. Yes, it's Be Kind to Coffee Week. Buy a bunch of Kenko coffee bags in the shiny gold quarter pound bag now.
Thank you.
Let the flavor free.
Oh, thank you.
261.
This is Jellybone.
LBC, where Mr. Nasty is worse!
Go away. I've got to make the announcements first. I've got to say that this is Mr. Nasty's Jellybone Jury time. And Mr. Nasty is going to be playing his nasty music. And if you want
Nasty music!
And if you want to ring in and tell him what you think of it, the number to dial is 353-8111. But I can't imagine why anybody wants to talk to Mr. Nasty. I really find it very difficult.
Of course they do. Everybody likes my music because it's fantastic, and we're going to choose the worst Mr. Nasty record from all year, and you can listen to some of your old favourites again, like Nasty Action, Pinball Nasty, Colonel Nasty, Nasty Vibrations, and you can vote for them just like you do on Jellybone Jury, and we'll show them that our records are much, much better. I mean, they were awful, weren't they? I mean, they were really bad this week.
I thought there were some very nice records. Well, I think that Linda Lewis is nice, the Womblin's nice, the Greg Lake. There were some nice records.
Not as nice as mine, though. Mine are terrific. Mine are marvellous, because mine are fun, aren't they?
I hope that everybody's forgotten all your records. I thought that if we sort of didn't mention them again, we'd get through the year without ever hearing any more Mr. Nasty music.
Everybody likes my music.
I didn't realise he wanted everybody to give their opinion on it. Anyway, if anybody can bear to give an opinion on Mr. Nasty's songs, you can dial 353-8111
and tell him
just how horrible you think they are.
Horrible!
And how many out of 10 you're going to mark them. And that's 353-8111.
And later on, we got an extra special Nasty Orchestra coming in the studio.
Oh, no, they're not.
Yes, they are.
How are they going to get in here?
The Nasty Orchestra, all the nasty men from the newsroom are going to come and sing the Mr. Nasty song.
Well, I'm not going to sing.
Well, I don't want you to sing. Don't want girls to sing.
I'm certainly not going to sing.
Now, Gene Davis, will you introduce the first smashing song of Mr. Nasty? It's a special Christmas one.
All right. Anybody who wants to tell us what they think of the first Mr. Nasty song, it's called Jingle Smells. Dial 353-8111 now.
And you can all join in at home, as long as you're not girls. Don't want girls joining in. Nasty smells today. What a pong at Christmas time, dirty socks on all the day. Oh, nasty smells today. Smelly socks are good to wear if you're nasty all the way. Nasty as can be, with smelly socks for tea. Socks that make a pong when you wear them for too long. Take them in a room, and you'll find out quite soon. All the room will disappear and they'll know that Nasty's here. Oh! Nasty smells today. What a pong at Christmas time, the socks on all the day. Oh, nasty smells today. Smelly socks are good to wear, cause nasty all the world will say. Nasty smells today. What a pong at Christmas time, dirty socks on all the day. Oh, nasty smells today. Smelly socks are good to wear if you're nasty all the way. Beautiful music. And how many out of 1,000 are we going to give that, do you think, Gene Davis?
I don't think I'd give that anything. Is it possible to give a minus mark?
Certainly isn't, no! Who's the first caller, then?
First caller's Denise. Denise.
Oh, a girl! Oh, no!
Hello, Denise.
Hello.
And did you like that song?
No, it was nasty.
Were you singing along with it?
No, I didn't know the words.
Well, I hope you get socks for a Christmas present, because that's all you deserve, isn't it? How many marks are you going to give that song?
Three!
3,000 marks to start with. Not bad. Who's the next caller?
Denise said three. You've not to add bits on.
I
Denise
said,
said three.
How many marks are you going to give it? She said three. Who's next?
Angus.
Hello, Angus.
Hello.
How many marks are you going to give it? 4,000 marks.
Angus didn't say 4,000.
Did you think it was the best song you've heard all year, Angus?
No.
What do you think is the best song you've heard all year?
The
Wombles! Get off! Who's next?
It's Nicholas.
Hello, Nicholas!
Hello.
How many are you going to give it?
Eight!
You thought it was good then, did you?
Yes.
Was it better than the Wombles?
Yes.
Can you sing it?
Yes.
Let's hear you sing it then.
No, I can't.
I thought you couldn't. Get
I
off
didn't the... like the title.
You didn't like the title?
No.
Why not?
Because it's horrible.
Good, horrible. How are you feeling?
Pardon?
How are you feeling?
I haven't got any feelings for you.
Hasn't he really? Get off. What do you mean,
I think Nicholas is on the right lines there. I thought he was going to say... I thought he was going to say horrible.
Anyway, that one, I made that 3, 4 and 8. That's, carry 2, divide by 12,
Come on, Mr. Nasty. I think...
21,000! 21,000 marks I make that, right?
Nothing of the sort.
I'm winning.
Nothing
I'm
of the
winning.
Sort. You're
and
cheating.
Now is the next song. I can't get no nasty action. Nasty! I am nasty, Mr. Nasty. I can argue what is not true, 'cause I lie and I'm sly and I try, so we cry.
Mr. Nasty!
Horrible! Mr. Nasty!
When I shout down that old phone, to those kids on Jelly Bone, it's like talking to a stone.
You said it, mate.
I set a nasty tone, as a nasty man I'm known.
I am nasty.
Horrible.
It's Mr. Nasty. Nasty.
Oh, how are you feeling? Horrible.
Horrible.
That's the way we all horrible. Silly girl. You can join in at home. Just as horrible as we are.
I hate girls.
Mr. Nasty.
Smelly socks.
Jelly. Smelly jelly.
Bat's blood.
If you're a kid who is sordid, it is splendid to be horrid. Use your phone.
No, no, no.
On your own.
No.
And have a groan.
No.
Or a moan. You are nasty. Horrible.
It's Mr. Nasty.
I am nasty to the boys.
Boo.
And I make a nasty noise. I'm nasty to the girls. And I send them round in whirls. And my wisdom drops in pearls.
Horrible.
Nasty.
Mr. Nasty!
How are you feeling?
Horrible!
Quiet!
Awful!
Keep it going!
Mr. Nasty! Horrible! Smelly jelly! Bat's blood!
What's worse than Gene Davis?
Smelly socks!
Mr. Nasty!
You are nasty! I am nasty!
Horrible! The worst man in the world!
King of the world!
King of the snakes!
Snakes! Dragon!
Nasty, nasty, nasty!
Horrible!
Nasty!
Mr. Nasty!
What's worse than Gene Davis?
I don't wish to know that.
You weren't listening, were you?
I was listening perfectly well. I'm pretending not to hear what you say.
Horrible.
Let's have Sarah.
Sarah! Hello, Sarah!
Who's next? Is it Sarah?
Hello, Sarah! Sarah! Oh, silly girl, are you there?
Hello.
How many marks are you giving that?
I'd give that 3.
3,000 marks! Did you know that Father Christmas was a lady?
No.
Oh, silly girl, everybody knows that.
Man.
Hey? Well, why does he wear a dress then?
He doesn't wear a dress.
Of course he does. You've never seen a man wearing trousers that look like that. Hey?
He wears Santa Claus clothes.
That's a dress, isn't it, Santa Claus clothes?
How many isn't.
Oh, get off. How many marks does George give it? Hello, George. George, hurry up.
Hello.
How many marks do you give it?
Nothing.
Why not?
Because it's rubbish.
It's not rubbish. It was terrific, marvellous. Why are you singing along with it at home?
Everything.
Well, you can't give it nothing. You've got to give it something. Give it some marks.
1.
1,000 marks. Thank you very much, George.
He said 1, not 1,000.
And what
your
about,
sums are terrible.
What about
Simone?
Simone. Hello, Simone.
Hello.
How many 1,000 marks are you going to give it?
2.
2,000 marks.
I think
that's another 50,000 marks.
I think it is a lot of rubbish, and I think they're giving you far too many marks. Anyone who wants to ring in and tell Mr. Nasty how horrible his songs are can ring on 353-8111.
And after the break, what are we going to have?
We're going to have Pinball Nasty.
After the break!
Anybody here?
I'm afraid the boss is out at the moment.
I am the boss, Simpkins.
Oh, golly, you do look different, sir.
Of course I do, you fool. I'm wearing a Father Christmas outfit. Thought I'd hand out the staff Christmas presents that I bought from L.E.B. Let me see. Electric blanket for Miss Troutmore, electric kettle for Rumbold downstairs, a new Hoover for Mrs. Willis the cleaner.
Gosh, this is awfully generous of you, sir.
Nonsense, Simpkins. At L.E.B. prices, it's cheaper than paying bonuses.
Crackerjack Christmas bargains at L.E.B. shops.
This message from Chicken Oxo is broadcast in the interest of chickens all over London.
Hello, here's the traffic news for chickens. With Chicken Oxo girls appearing in supermarkets all over town as part of the Chicken Oxo Do a Bird Proud Month, the question on every chicken speak is, why did the people cross the road? And we all know the answer, don't we? To get to the Chicken Oxo girl and save 3p, of course.
With the extra chicken flavour that Chicken Oxo gives you, you can really do a bird proud.
Whoa there! Hello, Santa here, with the ideal solution to your present problems. Woolworth gift vouchers in their own free card, so you can give everyone exactly what they really want. At 50 pence, 1, 2 and 5 pounds, you can buy and exchange them for any item at over 1,000 Woolworth and Woolco and Shoppers World stores. Woolworth gift vouchers, the ideal gift. And a wonderful Christmas to you all.
261.
Nasty! Oh, horrible. His name is Mr. Nasty, and he's a nasty man. He argues with you better than anybody can. He really is the rudest that can be. And you can hear him argue right here on LBC. Nasty! Oh! He's cleverer and smartest and always up to tricks. He's good at doing sums and knows 2 and 2 make 6. In geography he's greatest, he knows just where it's at. Just ask him and he'll tell you, he knows that the world is flat. Nasty! Oh, horrible. Just pick up the phone now and tell him that he's great. But there'll be a queue to do, so you'll just have to wait. Oh! How can you tell he's nasty? Nasty!
He's a nasty man.
Oh, horrible. I remember that one. That was when Thrays Whatnot was here instead of you.
I'm very happy to say I've never heard it before.
Why
I
is it always girls who sit there? Why is it always girls who do Jellybone and not boys?
Because they are the important people.
Important?
I am the important person in this
studio. It's my show, this. This is the Mr. Nasty show and everybody knows it. 353-811-11111. Who's next?
Gail.
Gail! Hello, Gail! Hello, Gail! Oi, Gail, switch your radio off and talk to me!
Hello?
Hello! How are you?
All right, thank you.
Why? You don't know, do you? You don't know, do you?
No.
I thought not.
What did you think of the record, of the music? That
rubbish!
How many marks are you going to give it?
Minus a million.
3,000 million, did you say?
No, good.
Who's next? Who's next? 3,000 million.
Minus a million. I heard what Gail said.
And who's next? Hello, Moira.
Moira?
Hello, Moira. Hello, Moira. I'm dreaming of a blue Christmas. Hello, Moira.
Moira, you frightened Moira away. Moira, aren't you going to tell her what you think of his singing?
Oh, Moira! Yes! You're on the radio, hurry up and speak!
I think she said there's somebody at the door. We're not interested in somebody at the door. We want you to talk
well,
to
her. Well, we'll just assume she's going to give it 70,000. Hello, Adam! Hello, Adam!
Hello!
How many thousand are you going to give it?
10.
You thought it was terrific, did you?
Yeah.
Was it your favourite song?
Yeah.
Can you sing a bit to me?
No.
Do you know any nasty songs? Do you know the Mr. Nasty theme tune?
No.
Who's the Nasty Man? Do you know that one?
No.
Do you know Colonel Nasty?
No.
Are you a Mr. Nasty fan?
Yeah.
Well, you're not a very good one, are you, if you don't know anything, do you? Did you know that Father Christmas was a lady?
No.
Well, you do now, so goodbye. Right. And in a moment, if the Nasty Orchestra is listening, I hope they're all getting ready to come into the studio to take part in Colonel Nasty, and we're going to hear the original version of Colonel Nasty just to get us all in tune right now. Oh, Nasty, I'm nasty as can be. Hear me right here on LBC. Oh, Nasty, I'm Mr. Nasty, and I am nasty, 'cause nasty, that's me. This is the Mr. Nasty song. Sing it. You know you can't go horrible. Sing it. Or shout or scream it. Or get a dustbin and bang it along. Oh, here we go. Girls are much awfuler than boys. They never even make a noise. They're stupid and always ugly, and playing with dolls and other soppy toys. Oh, if you will be a nasty fan, you must be as nasty as you can. Copy that Mr. Nasty, 'cause he's the greatest, a really nasty man.
It's a great way you can go off and be horrible.
Marvellous piece of music, you see, because the singing, as Gene Davis thinks, is absolutely beautiful.
I thought it was horrible, horrible, horrible.
But all that wasn't very good was the orchestra in the background. So I have assembled at great expense the Mr. Nasty Orchestra, which is made up of horrible people. How are you feeling, people?
Horrible.
Anyway, we got off the newsroom here. So I want you all to sing along. You got the music in front of you?
Oh, yes.
Are you in good voice, yes. Merlin
yes.
Hall?
Yes.
Are you ready for sports?
Yes.
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 More fun
yes.
than sports, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Right,
yes.
Here we go. Here's a note there. A note. Right, let's tune up, please.
Can I have one of those flowers?
Right, Dean Davis has one too. Right, here we go. Are we ready? After three. One, two, three, four. Nasty. He's nasty as can be. Hear him. Hey, look, just a moment. Just a quiet, please. It's supposed to go like this. It's supposed to go, nasty. He's nasty as can be. All right? Now read the music that's in front of you. Read the music. Right, are we ready? One, two, three, four, five. Nasty. He's nasty as can be. Pathetic. Hear him. Right here on LBC.
nasty. He's Mr. Nasty. And he is nasty. Cos nasty, that's he. Oh, I think
that's very unfair. You gave us all these horrid little squeaky things and kept the good one for yourself.
I think
that's very mean.
Just because I can blow it better than they can, that's all.
I think if they'd had good blowers like you, they would have been a very good orchestra.
Oh, anyway, thank you, fans. Thank you very much. Let's have a look what our audience thought of that. How many marks is Anthony going to give the nasty orchestra?
Two.
I made a lot more than two when I was doing it. Two. Only two for the nasty orchestra. What about Andrew? Hello, Andrew.
Andrew's disappeared. We've got Claire.
Hello, Claire!
Hello.
How many marks are you going to give the nasty orchestra?
One.
So you didn't think they were very good either?
No, and I think you'll like your first record, Smelly.
Smelly? How do you know? Your radio doesn't smell, does it?
Pardon?
Your radio doesn't smell, does it?
No.
Well, how do you know then?
Because you'll like your record.
How do you know?
I just know.
You haven't seen me, have you?
No.
What do you think I look like?
I don't want to see you.
What do you think I look like?
Horrible.
What do I look like? What colour hair have I got?
Horrible.
Not horrible. What colour is it?
Black and horrible.
Black? Have you got black hair?
No.
What colour hair have you got?
A light brown.
Oh, fancy having light brown hair.
I think she's probably got very nice hair. You're quite right, he's got horrible hair. Let's see what Helen has to say. She's the third jury.
Hello, Helen? Hello, Helen?
Hello.
How many marks are you going to give it?
A half.
A half a mark, hey!
A half.
Well, the nasty orchestra, let me see, three times two divided by 28. One mark! It got one mark! I think that was horrible. And one more song before the news break.
It's Nasty Vibrations.
Oh, you know I'm feeling bad. Oh, when I'm feeling bad, it's good. Cos bad is good.
Horrible.
Oh, I'm really nasty now.
Nasty now.
Cos I'm Mr. Nasty. On the nasty show,
here we go.
I'm giving these bad sensations, making nasty observations. They come from horrible motivations, so scream and shout without reservations. Nasty, 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 nasty conversations. That the world is flat, and so am I. That the sun is cold, and the boys are where it's at.
Nasty, 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 nasty,
nasty. Ice cream, it is really
horrible.
And you know, boys are smart, but girls are really not. Oh, now let's see what the next caller thinks of that. Who's the next caller?
Simon.
Hello, Simon. Hello, Simon!
Hello.
How many marks are you going to give it?
Me.
How many marks are you going to give it?
None?
From Simon.
You can't give it none.
That's right, and I disagree with you calling Santa a lady.
Why?
Because he isn't, and I can shout just as well as you can.
No, you can't!
Yes, I can!
Oh, no, you can't!
I'll bet you.
Oh, no, you can't!
I think Simon will have to come back and shout after the news. Let's have a quick number from Judy. Judy, how many did you give it?
Nine and a half.
Nine and a half! She liked it!
And,
hooray!
And Julie, what did Julie give it?
Nine.
Hey!
I'll give you ten.
Ten?
Because I like your nastiness.
You like the nastiness? Hooray!
All right.
We'll be back after the news with some more nasty rock.
Music, isn't it, dear? And I'll be along this Sunday from 9 to midnight to take your calls on 353-8111. And there's going to be my guests from all walks of life, and I want to hear especially from you. So don't forget, make a date with me this Sunday night, 9 to midnight.
Hooray! Now sing, boys and girls, sing! 'cause they all know he's a horrible thing. Who can be the man to make you all a fan? We all know that the nasty man can. Well, that's the Mr. Nasty theme tune that everybody knows
and loves.
Yes.
I don't like it.
Well, you wouldn't. You're a girl. Are you going to join in the next verse, Gene Davis?
I might try blowing this
You haven't
whistle.
Joined in all year to that verse.
I'm not going to
Christmas,
sing with you.
You should join in to the next verse, because everybody at home's going to join in, aren't they? All together at home, here we go. Nasty is the king. Boys and girls sing, because they all know he's a horrible thing. Who can be the man to make you all a fan? We all know that the nasty man can. Oh, beautiful music. We've had some beautiful music this morning, haven't we?
I think we've had terrible music. Absolutely awful. And anybody who wants to tell Mr. Nasty just how
nasty,
awful...
Nasty, not
the...
nasty. Mr. Nasty is the name. I keep telling you that and you don't listen, do you?
Oh. I try not to. Just how awful the music is. They can dial 353-8111.
And we've only got
1.5 minutes.
Yes, that's right.
5 minutes.
Yeah, because you've got awful music after
this.
We've
got lovely, quiet music after this.
Horrible
music.
Now,
let's see what Paul...
Horrible music. No, we'll go on to the next song, which is a beautiful one, and you're going to introduce, aren't you?
All right.
You can't remember what it is, can you?
No.
Because I'm hiding my hand over it, aren't I?
Well, you can introduce it then.
What is it?
The high and the nasty.
The high and the nasty.
And now it's another song from the horrible nasty songbook.
Oh, this song, it is awful. It's a nasty old song. Sing it out of tune and you cannot go wrong. Have to feel horrible to sing it along.
What a beautiful voice.
Be horrid and join in Mr. Nasty's throng.
Here's the chorus.
He's rude to girls. He pulls their curls. He really is nasty. He's rotten and horrid and rude. Good boys, now it's his birthday, so give him a call.
Happy birthday, happy birthday.
He's worth lots of presents and cards, gifts and all.
Oh, what a lovely song.
Chorus.
He's rude to girls.
He pulls their curls. He really is nasty. He's rotten and horrid and rude.
Up a bit higher!
Oh, we all know that he's a nasty old man.
Nasty man, nasty man.
And he will be horrible if he possibly can.
Nasty man, nasty man, nasty man.
Now it's his birthday, so give him a call.
And some birthday presents, sir!
He's worth lots of presents and cockies and all.
Oh, that was my Mr. Nasty birthday song. Do you remember that, Gene Davis? And you didn't buy me a birthday present, did you?
No, I didn't.
Mind you, didn't want one from you.
I didn't want a birthday present. I haven't actually bought...
No, I'm glad I didn't get one.
I haven't bought you a Christmas present either, because I didn't think you'd think Christmas presents were a very good idea.
You haven't bought me... I didn't want one anyway. I didn't want a Christmas present. Who's next on the phone?
Paul.
Hello, Paul.
Hello.
How many marks are you going to give that song?
About 9.
9? Did you like it then?
Nah.
Why not?
I don't know.
Do you think it's a good idea to have a tax on Christmas presents? Because you know we have to have more taxes nowadays.
Tax?
Yes, a tax. I thought if everybody gave presents and gave 50% tax and gave it all to Mr. Nasty, wouldn't it be better?
Nah.
Well, I thought you wouldn't agree with that. Who's next?
I'm a bit rowdier than you.
No, you're not. I can cut you off. I must be a better arguer. Who's next?
Neil.
Neil. Hello, Neil.
Hello.
Well, how many marks are you going to give it?
About 2,000, because I like that song.
You thought it was good, did you?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I like the tune, you know. I like you. I think you should rule the world.
Hooray! And how are you feeling?
Nasty.
That's the way. We got a fan there.
I hope that next fan year there. You have. I wish we couldn't keep finding your fans. Let's see if Elizabeth is a fan. Elizabeth? No, is it Anthony next? Which is it?
Hello! Is that Anthony?
Wish you a nasty Christmas.
Thank you, and the same to you. And how many marks are you going to give that song? 7,000 marks! Well, I think, tossing them all up, 20 times, that Mr. Nasty has won! Hooray! I beat them again, you see. I got more marks than anyone else, didn't I?
Well, there was somebody who gave you minus a million, so I don't know how you could have got more marks than anyone else.
I got more marks than anyone else.
Are you actually going to have one more song before you go?
One more song to go out on, and it's a very sad one. So get your handkerchiefs ready. And this one, remember, was when I was telling a story in Horrible Shop in Victoria. Oh, horrible it was, about a monster that lived in the sea that was called Drawers. Oh, and this one, get your handkerchiefs ready, because this is my final song for this year. If a man was born a nasty man, and he went out to sea, you can bet that he would be Mr. Nasty from LBC. He'd fight the monsters that he found there, 'cause he's a monster too. He'd look them straight in the eyes and say, I'm horribler than you. And if you want to see Mr. Nasty from LBC, remember that he's on the one on Jellybone. On 261. That's it, fans. That's it for another year and a horrible Christmas to everybody. And I'll be back as soon as I can be. Hey!
Well, I hope he's not. Go away out of the studio. But even so, I think I do wish him a very happy Christmas, and we'll be back after you've heard the break.